Welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast.
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 Your source for the truth in health and fitness. Now here are your podcast personal trainers, Keon and Tyler.
Hello and welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast. I'm Keon.
And I'm Tyler.
And we are your podcast personal trainers for today.
That we are.
And we are going to kick some butt. We're going to be talking about flab. And getting it off, we
had flabs and abs.
Flabs and abs.
Those rhyme.
They do. Good job, Tyler. You want a high five?
Hooked on phonics. Yeah.
Did you stare at my elbow?
I did not.
Because apparently that's what you do for a good high five.
I stared at the ab, and that was awful.
Well, you kind of stopped.
Halfway. I was scared. You sometimes are very forceful
one more
in
time?
Your high fives. Looking at the elbow? That was okay.
Decent.
That was okay.
Never miss. I don't know because Anna always said that if you stare at the elbow, you never miss. But I'm like, that doesn't guarantee a good quality high five.
I feel like it'd be better if I stared at the hand, because I have good hand-eye coordination.
That might work, yeah. I don't think she played video games as a child, though.
No.
No.
What was your favorite video game growing up?
I'm trying to think of mine as well. I like the RPG games, with the role-playing, like the Final Fantasies. But going back to the Nintendos, I loved Dodgeball. You ever play Dodgeball?
No.
It was so good.
Okay.
So you, like, actually killed people in it. It was intense.
That was nice.
Like they would, like, become angels after you nailed them
so many times.
And you had, like, superpowers.
Did they have that in arcade form?
Possibly.
I want to say I've played that. Now that
it's so much fun.
It's triggering back into my mind.
I'm going to go see if we still have that. Because I would put that up on our
I would play that all the time.
It's so good. Because you, like, turn the dodgeball into, like, a frisbee, and it turns into, like, a superpower, where you can, like, shoot it up into the air, and it becomes, like, a bomb and lands on people.
I vaguely remember that game now that you said that.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
That's a good one.
Yeah, really good. Really good.
Good. I'm a big fan of the, I know this is, I don't watch the TV show.
Power Rangers?
No. WWF games. Crack me up.
I loved WWF versus NWO.
That was
my favorite.
Anything of the wrestling kind, crack me up. Especially the ones that you can make your own characters.
Oh, it takes
hours and hours.
Remember
that
one time
so
we did that?
Fun. Yeah, like, Keon and I one day like made ourselves or like our alter egos and had a tag team. And
so
it was,
good.
Those are the days that crack me up.
Oh, man. It's like imagination to the extreme. So,
I wonder if the UFC game has a create-your-own person.
If it doesn't, then I would not get it.
I'm going to have to go look for that.
Let's see. I'm going to pull that up while we continue to talk.
So I should probably stop drinking my protein shake.
No, you can continue to do that. We sent out our playbook to the holidays.
Yeah, we did.
Today. Yesterday for all of you listening. It looks pretty damn good.
I spent some time on the visualization of it.
Yeah, for all you subscribers, you got kind of an entertaining email yesterday, I think, about it. But it's a good. I mean,
I tried.
Tyler did a good job. He did all the formatting of it. Yeah,
I tried.
So
UFC, does it have a?
I'll continue to talk.
Okay. Yeah. So no, the holiday guide has been sent out. It is you've got Thanksgiving, office parties, Christmas, New Year's. I want to say there's something else.
Hanukkah.
Hanukkah's in there.
And
I think that's it.
So we have five events.
Yeah. Those are the main ones. Because there was like a miscellaneous we were debating about putting in, and I couldn't figure out enough to make it entertaining.
Right, yeah. So also with that, our newsletter subscribers are going to be joining us on our Ning site.
On the interweb.
Which has just been sent out. So Ning is our social network, truefitnessacademy.ning.com. That's the address for all you newsletter subscribers. Everyone else, if you're not a subscriber, we'll probably send out another blast of invites sometime later on. But
mattering when we get a large chunk of...
Yeah, it'll probably be a monthly thing, if not every person. I don't know.
We'll figure it out.
We'll play with it.
We're going to figure it out, people. Get a hold of yourself.
Exactly. So sign up for that, and I might feel happy with you today and send it out.
Okay.
So if I see people signing up on Tuesday a lot, I'll send out another invite to the Nings so you can join us, because that's where you're going to get videos. That's where you're going to get more intimate access to me and Tyler. So
yeah.
It's going to be pretty fantastic.
Contact us directly.
Yeah, exactly. It's pretty much like a Facebook where you can really interact with one another, have a forum and everything. So,
and if you find us on Facebook, I'll friend you too.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm not mean.
Yeah.
Yes, you can create a fighter! Oh, we're so good. Oh, I know what your Christmas gift is.
Why isn't this your Christmas gift?
Because you have the Xbox.
Well, it's my dad's Xbox.
But it's ours now.
Pretty much. He doesn't really care. As long as we bring it to Thanksgiving.
Oh.
That's going to be good.
Or we could get that for your brother. I could see him enjoy.
Miles?
No. Geeve. Because
he doesn't have an Xbox, though.
Oh, then never mind.
Yeah.
So excited. That made my... Oh, that's so good.
That's
going
to be fun. So, on our Facebook page...
The face page day book.
A good friend of ours... He's currently living in Tennessee.
Abroad, if you may.
Yeah. Abroad. Yeah. He just got married.
He did.
Fantastic little wedding.
It was a nice little shindig.
Great food.
I liked it. It was tasty.
Yeah.
Was it a chicken and steak or was it chicken and salmon?
Salmon.
Yes. It was tasty.
Very good. And he...
Hold on. His wife is what? Japanese, Chinese?
I think halfy.
Halfy, that's fun.
Yeah.
So why wasn't like a third of it some Oriental dish? Yeah, I said Oriental.
I don't know.
I would have totally made, because he's very like white.
White bread, yeah.
I would have done like meat and potatoes as half of the meal, and the other half like fried rice.
Dumplings, yeah.
Like wontons or yeah. something. Like sweet and sour pork.
Wow. I don't know why. You'd have to ask her.
That's because I have a weird sick humor.
Toby, if you know the answer, then send us that over.
Yeah, why wasn't there any Oriental food at your establishment of marriage?
Oh, that's rich. So anyway, he's asked us, like, you know, you have all these, there are all these programs out there to get a six-pack ab, blah, 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 all this stuff. He's like, guys, I don't want that. All I want to do is just lose some flab. That's it. So that's what today is about. It's tightening up your abs and just losing the flab and not focusing on the unfortunate ideal of the six-pack abs.
Correct.
Because six-pack is one of those things that, I'm going to say, 70% of the population can genetically reach. There's probably a good 30% that they can reach it, but they will not be comfortable reaching it.
Yeah. It is the main, not geographical, but the main...
Genetic
issue of getting the six pack is fat loss.
Yep.
Or your fat percentage. I've heard as high as you have to have 12% and as low as like
8.
No, 12%, yeah, and then 8%. So you have to have somewhere between 8 to 12% body fat
to get six pack abs.
See visible six pack abs.
Right. Because everyone has six pack abs, just like everyone has a bicep.
How
the ability to see the bicep
is it that
or
you have to go.
How much of that layer is above it is really the key. So today is not about getting your six-pack abs.
No.
Today is about losing the flab, whether it be post-baby fat, post...
College drinking years,
or just, you know what, today's the day, and I'm going to finally drop those extra pounds.
That poundage.
Yes. So what would be the first step that you would take, Tyler, in losing the flab, of getting rid of that first step of excess body weight?
Your first one that I would go straight to is cardio.
Mm.
A cardio of high intensity, interval training. Basically what that is I do it in a way of, if like you're doing it on a treadmill running, a nice little 5-minute warm up, just a little jog, a little jaunt, if you may. And then sprint for a minute, jog for a minute. Sprint for a minute, jog for a minute. You can do this for as long as you want. Roughly,
what
I would
recommend, though.
I would stop at, I would recommend a half hour.
Yeah. So, probably 20 minutes minimum.
20 minutes of the sprint jog. So,
right.
Really, you're doing it 10 times if you do the
right.
math. And then a 5-minute warm up and a 5-minute warm down.
Done. Before or after weights?
I do it after. I do
Good
it after
man.
Because I find, if I was losing, when I focus on people on their fat loss. They're doing full body, kind of almost cardio-ish weightlifting. So I would rather them be tired running than tired lifting.
Right.
Due to safety.
Right.
You can always stop a
treadmill.
Treadmill, where if you're putting up 45s on it, can be dangerous.
Right.
If all of a sudden you decide, I'm just going
to
stop.
Right. And plus, there's been studies that show you burn up to 50 to 100 more calories doing cardio post weight. Yeah. So, ergo.
And also, it then goes into the also, what is the term? And I always mess up terms.
BMR? Basal metabolic rate?
Yeah. No. What's the heart rate thing?
Oh, resting heart rate or the...
No. The thing that you had me running, walking, and what's that?
Your anaerobic threshold.
Your anaerobic threshold. If you do cardio at the end, you don't have to do it as long to get to your anaerobic threshold.
Because what happens is for the first half an hour of your workout, you're burning sugar, pure sugar, because you have about that long in your stores. So then after that half an hour, that's when you can start actually burning fat.
So the lifting of weights starts that half hour of sugar burning, right, per se.
Exactly. If you're doing high intense, if you're doing supersets, if you're doing movements that are hard, big, and broad, and then tapering down to the lighter movements like the pretty boy muscles, like the biceps and the triceps, then you can burn more calories and get up there. All right, so we got our cardio down. We got our weights down.
My other cardio is jump rope. Jump rope,
I have
a huge rager for the jump rope. It is my secret little gem.
It's good.
Because it's kind of that one thing that I feel that if you can run on a treadmill for miles and miles and miles, I give you a jump rope, you're screwed.
Absolutely.
But at the same time, if you're a jump rope person, going to the treadmill, you're not as good, but you can make, because your cardio, the aspect of keeping a nice breathing pattern and stuff like that is fine. It's a different movement, so you have to get used to that for a duration of time. But I feel like if you can jump rope, you can run. But if you run, you can't always jump rope.
Right. No, I agree with that. Because jump rope even takes coordination, uses your upper body as well.
Yeah.
And you're actually, it's plyometric, so it's in a lot more plyometric than running. So there's that. One of my favorite cardio workouts to do is interrupted interval training. It's a lot of fun.
Does somebody come over and be like, "Hey, so I've got a story for you in the middle of your workout"?
Have you heard,
that was a really bad joke.
It's like the, what's the secret of comedy?
What?
Timing.
That was
pretty good, right?
That was good.
Let's go to the take a book on the military for a second. When they
turn
go
four,
turn four, turn, whatever they
that
say.
Was football.
10-4?
I don't know.
Whatever. So if you take a
hoorah, that's the military. Some guy.
Hoorah! Yeah, I think that. Yeah, that's
Marines.
Whatever.
I'm sorry if I just offended. I've just offended the whole military, even though I love them with a passion.
Exactly.
Sorry, you guys.
So one of the types of training they'll do is they'll have a long distance run, like 20 miles.
20 miles.
But every little while, they'll have a challenge. So they'll either have an obstacle course,
battle royale,
someone to fight them.
Yes.
Like they'll have to do jiu-jitsu, they'll have to do blah, blah, blah. And so their body never gets into a rhythm, so they're kicking their own butts every half mile to a mile. So what I've done is kind of broken it up into an easier... Not easier, but something you could kick your own butt with. So I like to do it around a track, but you can do this on a treadmill as well. Warm up, good 5 minutes, do some dynamic stretching, get your body set so you don't hurt yourself on this. Then what you're going to do is you're going to start off with a jog. You're a jog a quarter of a lap.
Quarter of a lap.
Quarter
of a lap.
So not
a 16th of a mile.
16th of a mile. Jog that. I like to do this four corners, if you picture four corners of the track. Because there's one at every single bend.
Yeah.
So you jog the first corner, do squats, say. Sprint around the bend, then do push-ups to the next one. Jog the next bend. Do another exercise there. So you sprint the corners, jog the straightaways.
Okay.
And then you do an exercise at every single corner. And it's intense. So you pick four exercises, and you just go through those. push-ups, squats, burpees, and I don't know, lunges.
Okay.
So you do 10 of each for the first time, then you do 15 of each. You can pyramid this up. It's such a flexible thing you can do. So if you start off with maybe a mile is a good starting point, just for, because...
Just to, four times through.
Good four times through, exactly. So you do pretty much four sets of each exercise at 10 each, so you get 40 repetitions of everything in, and you're sprinting, you're getting a lot of good cardio in, and you're really kicking your butt out there. So that's really fun to do. And then as you get better, you can increase the length of the sprint. So you'll sprint the straightaway and the round and just do halves. So you'll jog and sprint, but you'll only do two repetitions of each exercise. So it's only two corners as opposed to the four corners. And that can mix it up, and is a fun way to do interrupted interval training.
Okay, touche.
So that's really, I think that's really effective. One thing I'm always concerned about when people start an exercise program is, we've said this before, the too much, too fast.
Yes.
So I would start off basic. Start off light, easy, and ease your way into this. You don't have to be Muhammad Ali or Rocky.
What?
Right off the bat.
But I will suggest listening to the Rocky theme song while jumping rope.
Dun, 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 dun. It's so motivating.
It is so cliche, but it is so awesome.
Me and my buddies, whenever, because in PE, at the end of each semester or quarter or whatever it was, we would run to McDonald's.
Which is the funniest concept.
It's ridiculous.
I remember that.
But one of them would bring speakers, right, in a backpack, and we'd sprint to the Rocky theme song. So we'd get way ahead of everyone else, and then just walk the rest of the way with music. I thought that was, and it was like, everyone was like, are you serious? We're like, yep.
That's how we roll.
That's how we do.
Good times.
So we pretty much hit on all of the aspects of fitness that we want to get into. Or do you have anything else?
I mean, you do. To get the flab away from the area, from Toby being the guy, I know, like, guys hold their fat in different areas. So, like, get rid of the love handles. I do find twisting motions to help out
right.
a lot better.
Just be careful with them.
Yeah, you have to be super careful with them if you do it too much or too heavy, and you can really hurt your back and stuff like that. But I find like those kind of things mm-hmm. to be better, and I also find that a lot of people don't take into account the back. In more of like, think of it as kind of tightening a corset.
Right.
It's kind of how I always
or if
picture
you do the bicep-tricep analogy. You can do as many bicep curls as you want, but it's not going to look as big unless the back bit is
yeah.
big as well, the tricep.
So same you have to tighten up that lower back muscle as well.
Absolutely.
And those basic moves of like the Superman or back hyperextensions and that stuff. So.
Absolutely. All good stuff.
Those are basically the only... I don't like to do a whole bunch of crunches just because I'm not going for the six-pack look.
Yeah.
I kind of have a small goal if I get close to it. If I see it like kind of happening, just cause and effect, I'll go for it. But
right.
it's not like on my top
Need.
List to
yeah.
do.
Yeah. Definitely the plank is a great exercise.
Yep.
See how long you can hold that. Shoot for a minute. If you can get a minute, then we can talk about increasing the intensity. But probably 2 to 3 sets of 1 minute is a good goal. For holding on your elbows and toes, really fun. Good, effective core work, shoulder stabilizer.
I told you, my
did not
phone.
Turn off his cell phone.
No, I did.
I'm
it's
kidding.
On vibrate, and uh-huh. for some reason, my phone decides to have a stinking mind of its own and change from vibrate to normal setting roughly every other hour.
Weird.
I have changed it from vibrate from normal to vibrate at least 4 times a day.
Huh.
And I don't get why it decides to do that. But yeah.
Interesting.
I know.
Interesting.
So yes, core-wise, so all fitness aspects, done.
Yeah, so let's move on to the food.
Food is food.
If you're not a subscriber to the newsletter, you missed out on the holiday thing, send me an email and I'll pop you over the guide to the holidays. But nutrition, I don't find to be too difficult. Because if you eat the Big Mac, you know you're going to be a fat ass. Like
yeah, it's... Diet, I hate the word diet, but everybody has a diet, per
right.
se. But the lifestyle of eating that you do you know what you can get rid of and what you could keep. I mean, if you're eating nonstop carbs, you're going to store that as fat.
Right.
If you're eating...
And not burning them off.
Yeah, yeah, you're not burning them off. If you eat nonstop candy, that sugar is turning straight into fat unless you burn it off.
Right.
So, kind of the thing that I always like to tell people when I start training them is that you have to kind of make up for lost time. Your body has stored all the candy that you've ate your whole life.
Pretty much.
And so it's a matter of you now have to work out to get rid of all of that too.
Right.
And so it's not so, you know, it's the people get frustrated when I give them a diet and they're like, okay, this should melt. Oh, you're also trying to get rid of all the stuff you've already ate.
Right.
So don't think that just because you're eating well the last 2 weeks that tomorrow you're going to look like the person you want.
Right. You're not going to be Hulk Hogan.
Yeah. You are making up for all the stuff behind right now.
And most people, I think, realize that. But when you're trying to just get rid of that first layer of flab, it's getting into a routine and understanding that you're gonna miss your sugary foods for the first 2 weeks. At least. Minimum. Up to a month.
It sucks. I'm not kidding you. I have a huge sweet tooth. And I have just recently gone to a place in my life that I can say no.
Absolutely.
And as weird as it sounds, protein shakes that were chocolate are the reason why. Whenever I would have a craving for sweets, uh-huh, I would have a protein shake that was like dark chocolate or chocolate peanut butter because they taste like Reese's Pieces.
They do.
And it gives my mind the taste without the sugar. So it does that weird, I'm getting it, but I'm not getting it kind of a thing.
Right. And after you get into the rhythm, you stop, you'll crave it still, then you'll eat it and realize how unsatisfying it is.
Oh, yeah.
Prime example, See's candy. I used to love that crap. I had a piece the other day. It's like, this is terrible candy.
Oh, yeah.
Like, this is not good. Like, I'm sorry if I'm offending someone, but that's just my personal opinion. That I don't like that candy. I think it's bad. And that I had some Halloween candy, and I was like, this is not good.
Yeah, I was surprised.
Good.
The other night, we were at a friend's house, and they had a jar, and I was pounding them because I was tired. They weren't doing anything for me, and they weren't tasty, and it was just like,
why am I eating this?
Yeah, I was more upset that I was eating them, but at the same time, I was kind of scared that I was going to fall asleep on my way home.
Uh-huh.
So I was trying to pound down some sugar to get awake to go. But yeah, a fun story was about 4 or 5 months ago,
uh-huh,
I was hitting like my point of like weight that I really wanted to hit. And so I was like, you know what? I'm going to just go get myself some candy just as like a reward.
Okay.
Like I had been not starving myself, but I've been starving myself of candy. Uh-huh. Like I hadn't been
sweets
eating it,
and whatever.
Sweets and everything like that. You know what? Just as a reward, I'm going to have I love gummies.
Uh-huh.
I love taffy, gummy, dots, juicy fruits, those kind of just pure sugar.
Sugar and
high
squishy
form.
Syrup
and all that fun stuff. So I get some juicy fruits.
Okay.
The small one, you know, like, I don't know, the size of a dollar bill.
Okay.
A little bit bigger. I make it a third through this box.
Uh-huh. You're done.
I felt awful.
Yeah.
I felt awful. I left work early. That's how bad I felt, and I threw it up when I got home. Because I couldn't, my body like rejected it. Because I'm not gonna lie, I pounded that third. Like I was just gnawing them down.
Right.
It wasn't a paste concept. But a third of a small thing of shouldn't affect, I mean, I used to down a box of those. Like,
right. Remember, this is the guy that ate cereal and milk with Gatorade, and that was it.
Yeah,
all day.
That was my eating habits growing up, was Gatorade and cereal. So,
Tyler's
my stomach
sugar
is fine, and I love sugar. So, yeah, the fact that my body finally was just like, oh, we now know what good food is. Peace out.
Right. So, oh, absolutely. And high fructose corn syrup, once you remove yourself from it for a while, it tastes terrible, and your body reacts.
Or it reacts. It either gets rid of it, throw it up, or gets rid of it the other way real fast.
Exactly, yeah.
And that's fun either way.
Yeah. So
that was diarrhea, if anybody would like to know.
You're so gross. So though it might be hard in the beginning, just make sure you stick to it and just have some accountability. So Toby, you just got married. Talk to your wifey about it and just be like, hey, honey, this is the deal. We're not going to buy this. We're not going to buy that. And we're going to stick to it for a month. Especially right now going into Thanksgiving. I'm not sure if you're going to come back and visit us, but if you do, I would love to see you. We talk. We can sit down, chat, send me an email.
I think he's going to our boot camp.
Boot camp. Oh, yeah. For anyone who would like boot camp at the park near our place, look on our Facebook for it.
Facebook. It's an event.
East Bay is where it's really going to happen. You can meet us in person if you would like. Everyone's welcome. Totally free. Totally fun.
I might even take off my shirt.
I'm not. It's cold. Last year was kind of muddy. It was kind of gross. So bring some clothes that you might not mind getting a little bit muddy. We're not going to do anything on our backs or anything on the ground, really. Sort of made some push-ups.
And I haven't run this by you, so I'll run by you now. But afterwards? Football?
Yeah, I would think so.
Okay.
Maybe a little... Oh, we should play tackle.
I think mattering the people there...
I love tackling.
And you know what? I'm not going to lie. I call Fernanda.
Oh.
I called her first. Yes.
Wait, is it going to be you and me on team captains?
Yeah, probably.
Fine.
I'll take Fernanda.
I'll take Art.
Fine, then I got Jared. Yes!
Jared.
Yes!
I can
Jared, 6'5", 260. He's a beast. He's going to be my person in front of me. I'm just going to run behind him. No, he's going to be my
so
shield.
Easy to bring down.
It's great.
So easy to bring down. I'm not trying to down talk you.
Yes.
But I've tackled guys bigger than you, easier than you.
Got my two people I want.
So.
Yes.
Then, all right, you get your first two picks.
You can have anyone else
after that.
And I'll give you first possession.
Oh, there we go. You heard it here first, folks. Yeah. You're on my team, you get first possession.
Yeah,
and I get first three picks.
You get the next pick.
Next two. I said
I'll
two
give
picks.
You next first
two, two picks.
Two picks.
Two picks and possession.
Yeah.
And you got your two
and
guys.
I'll go.
Fantastic. I got Gieve, which he can hit hard. And Moz is pretty actually quick. You might have the whole
Obelisk
plan.
The omelets, okay, that's fine.
That might be fun.
That'll be good times.
So, a couple things to avoid, just closing this out. What would you avoid if you want to lose the flab? Like, top three things you would want to avoid, fitness, nutrition, cardio-wise. That doesn't have to be from all three, but, you know.
First off the bat is empty calories, i.e. soda, sugar, candies of that kind.
Okay.
Those really are pretty pointless.
Amen.
Candy quick fix of sugar if you need it, but
really
even that, there's way 100 times better things. Then the other things I would stay away from, I would do more high rep, low weight, instead of, you know, a high weight, four rep kind of workout.
Right.
Just because that gets you bulky, which theoretically then you would lose the fat, but in most case scenarios, it's the look you're going for.
What would you say high rep? Because some people hear high rep and they think 30 reps.
Oh, I think like 15. 15. 15 to, I mean, 20 at the most.
Right. Okay. I'll buy that.
20 at the most. Like, okay. And that's a stretch.
Right.
I think the most I've ever really done on like a set that I've written out is 18.
Yeah.
And that's just because I was trying to piss the person off. They're bothering me.
One of my big things to avoid if you're trying to lose stomach flab is avoid the crunch machine that adds weight. We've talked about this before on the show. Make sure you're not adding weight to your core muscles or mass to your core muscles. So if you're doing forward flexion, like a crunch, with weight on it, it's the same principle as doing a bicep curl. You're trying to make that muscle bigger. And most people don't want to make their abs bigger. So avoid that bad boy. And on the converse, don't starve yourself. So don't eat empty calories and don't starve yourself, because both will not get you towards your goal.
And water.
Drink water.
Water, water, and then more water.
Right. Last thing I would say is mix your workouts up. So even if you have a consistent high rep plan, throw in a heavy day every so often so that your body doesn't know what's coming, and then you can actually add some muscle mass, because every pound of muscle that you gain burns 50 extra calories. If you gain 10 pounds, if I just magically added 10 pounds of muscle to you, you'd be burning an extra pound of fat every week just by sitting on your butt.
Yeah, you would.
So with that will wrap up today's episode of the True Fitness Academy podcast.
Yeah, it will.
Anything else for us, Tyler?
Big Thunder Mountain.
Big Thunder Mountain. Have a great day. Peace.
He got a glimpse in the bathroom mirror of a man with his pick of girls. Oh, I'm a nice one, a priest in his pillow. Oh, I'm a name he don't want to know. No.